Unit 6. Planning a trip.
You are strapped into your seat. The massive jet engines roar. And you feel the pulse of the engine as you speed down the runway. Exotic places. Lions and tigers and tropical rainforest. If you've planned your voyage well, you can sit back, watch the view out your window, and dream of the stories you will have to entertain your friends and family when you return.
A journey of 1,000 miles always begins with one step. Chinese proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
Planning a trip to Australia. Li Ming asking Jenny for advice through email.
I'm getting ready for my trip to Australia, and I'm very excited. I need some advice from you, Jenny. I know you have traveled to many foreign countries, so you probably know some important things that I should keep in mind when planning my trip.
I'm so excited for you. You are going to have a great experience. This is your first time traveling to Australia, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. There are so many things to think about when planning for such a big trip. Can you give me a hand with this? What do I need to remember when I plan my trip?
Planning the trip can be half the fun. Start by making a list of things to do. As each one is accomplished, you can cross it off the list. That way, you can see how close you are to being ready. First of all, do you have your passport?
Oh, yes. I applied for one right away. And it should be arriving in 2 weeks.
Do you need a visa to enter Australia? I know Canadians don't require a visa, but I'm not sure about Chinese citizens.
Yes, I think we do. How do I do that?
You must apply for your visa at the Australian Embassy. Can you ask one of the supervisors of your trip? They will probably know.
Good idea. The next question is what I should pack. I can only take one bag besides my carry-on. I'm not a very good packer. Every time I go on a trip, I take so many things that I never use, and usually forget one or two things that I really need. Last summer, I got on an airplane wearing just shorts, a t-shirt, and sandals. I had packed some nice clothes to wear out at night, but I forgot to bring socks. I had to waste so much time shopping for socks.
That's my point. If you had made a list, that wouldn't have happened.
That's why I'm asking you for advice. What else should I be aware of?
When you are packing, remember that the airlines are very strict about the items that you can bring in your carry-on luggage. You can't bring dangerous things, for example, fireworks or pocket knives.
That's rather strict, isn't it? Do they search every single bag?
All carry-on luggage goes through the scanner. But they don't actually open every single one. That means they choose a certain number of bags on each flight and ask the owner to unpack everything.
Oh, I see. Jenny, what did you do about spending money? I have to be sure I don't run out of money, but I am nervous about carrying too much cash with me.
Good thinking, Li Ming. You are absolutely right. Some people order traveler's checks from their banks. They work like cash, except that if they are stolen, you can get them replaced. Nowadays, though, many people use banking cards or credit cards. In most countries around the world, you can access your own bank account with your banking card. When you withdraw money in Australia, the money will come to you in Australian dollars, and the correct amount of Chinese yuan will be deducted from your account.
Yes, it sounds easy as pie. How do you like the new idiom I learned in English class today?
Great! I think you are going to have a wonderful time in Australia, because you will be able to speak English to all the new friends you meet. Let's talk again soon. I love sharing the excitement of planning a trip with you. Bye for now.
Let's sing a song.
I'll head down to the beach and stay a while. Look at the people with their different styles. Play in the sun till my skin turns brown. Come inside when the sun goes down. Rio de Janeiro is the place to be. They play all night, there's so much to see. I'll learn some guitar and sing in the street. I'll dance all night till it hurts my feet. I'm planning a trip to Brazil, my friend. Won't you come along with me? I'm planning a trip to Brazil, my friend. Let's see what we can see. But for now I'll look at the picture books. But soon one day I won't have to look at this paper sitting on my lap. I'll see Brazil and not on a map. I'm planning a trip to Brazil, my friend. Won't you come along with me? I am planning a trip to Brazil, my friend. Let's see what we can see.
Section 2. Meaning through practice.
C. Build your listening skills.
Part 1. First, look at the timeline on page 71 and read statements 1 through 6. When does each of these events happen? To find out, listen to the first half of Jenny and Li Ming's conversation. Then match the events to the correct places on the timeline.
Hi, Li Ming.
Hi, Jenny. How's it going?
Great, thanks. You'll never guess where our class went the other day.
Where?
We went to see a professional basketball game.
Wow, really? How in the world did you convince your teacher to take you there?
Well, it all started when our new gym teacher, Mr. Parker, gave us our first basketball lesson of the year. He used to teach in New York, and it seems that the high school where he used to teach had a very strong girls' basketball team. He couldn't believe how bad we were. We didn't know any of the rules or anything.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, Mr. Parker told us that to get better at basketball, we should do two things. The first thing was that we should practice it. And the second thing was that we should watch it. He told us that if we wanted to understand the game, it helped to get involved, but it also helped to observe people that were very good at this sport.
Yes, that makes sense. Part 2. Now listen to the second half of Jenny and Li Ming's conversation and add these events to your timeline.
That's when Melissa raised her hand and said, Mr. Parker, I know a good way for us to observe basketball. Why don't we go on a class trip to see a real professional game?
What did Mr. Parker say?
He actually liked the idea, which surprised all of us. But he said it was too much money. So the next day, Melissa made a telephone call to the Basketball Association and convinced them to give our class a 50% discount on the tickets. The day after that, she went to a few sporting goods stores and got donations that paid for another 40% of the ticket price. With the ticket price now only 10% of the original cost, Melissa went back to Mr. Parker. He was very impressed with Melissa's effort. And not only that, but the price was very affordable. So that's how we got to go to the game.
That's fantastic. It sounds like that girl in your class did a great job.
Yeah, she did.
Now I've got to think of a way to get my gym teacher to take us to a game.
Well, I can tell you, it sure was a lot of fun. Good luck.
Thanks, Jenny.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye. Section 4. Reading for Trip Planning.
Tips on Planning a Trip. Brian was given an assignment to do some research on planning a trip. He read some travel guides, searched on the internet, and consulted a travel agency. Here's what Brian found out from different sources. Although traveling in China may be different from traveling abroad, these tips may also help you plan a better trip, especially when you want to travel to other countries in the world.
Perhaps the hardest part of traveling is planning. Even if you have decided on a destination, there are so many different choices on how to get there, where to stay, and what to do. If you are going to a foreign country, there are additional tasks of getting your travel documents in order, such as passports, visas, and immunization records.
When should you start planning?
A lot depends on where you are going, why you are going, how long the trip is, and the time of year you plan to go. Traveling during the low season to your destination can be planned much later than a trip during the high season. In general, a domestic weekend getaway requires 4 weeks planning. For a 7-day domestic trip, allow 8 weeks. However, foreign independent travel needs between 3 and 6 months preparation and planning.
Airline reservation checklist.
When planning air travel, one of the most important rules is to plan well in advance and always check your tickets or reservation confirmation to make sure all the information is correct. In addition, ask your travel agent the following questions before booking your reservations. Is this a direct flight, or will I have to change planes, terminals, or have a layover? How and when do I obtain seat assignments and boarding passes? When should I arrive at the airport for check-in? What are the maximum size and weight and number of pieces of luggage allowed? What type of insurance should I purchase? Examples: baggage, accident, life, cancellation, trip interruption. How do I make special requests for my flight reservations? Such as special meals, diet, aisle or window seats, assistance to the gate. What documentation is necessary for this flight?
Should Jason go on this trip? Pat's brother Jason loves photography. His university is organizing a trip to the Amazon River in South America. Jason wants to go, but he needs his parents' support. He has brought home a brochure describing the course. Do you think he should apply? Explore the Amazon River. Dates: March 8th through 16th, 2006. Description: The Amazon River is one of the great rivers of the world. Complex and exotic ecosystem. It has attracted explorers and naturalists since the 16th century. Our purpose is to follow in the footsteps of these adventurers and naturalists and explore the natural history of the area with book and camera. And what better way to see the Amazon River than on a riverboat? The trip would depart on Saturday, March 4th, for Iquitos, Peru, via Lima. On arriving in Iquitos on Sunday, March 5th, we'll meet the riverboat Arca. The boat will travel down the frontier with Brazil and Colombia, stopping at ports in both countries and making frequent stops at several villages along the river in Peru to view wildlife and to meet local people. We will return to Iquitos on Friday, March 10th, have a tour of the city of Iquitos, including the riverfront marketplace, among other sites, and finish with a group dinner that night. Friday night entertainment, local dances, and so forth are options for interested travelers. We'll overnight at a hotel in Iquitos and depart for Lima on Saturday morning, March 11th, and finish up with a half-day tour of Lima before boarding the flight home late Saturday night. Credits: one optional credit in HIST 466. Eligibility: the program is open to Camrose University and non-CU students of all levels, staff and faculty, as well as the general public. To obtain credit, you need at least a 2.5 GPA. Cost: program fee, $2,700. The program fee includes round-trip airfare, air-conditioned hotel, all meals while on the river, bottled water on the riverboat, greeting at airport upon arrival, services of a zoologist guide and several Indian guides. The program fee does not include meals off the river, group dinner in Iquitos, both non-alcoholic and alcoholic drinks on the river, passport and visa fees, tips and personal expenses. Financial aid may be available. Application and deadline. Deadline, December 23, 2005. To apply, first consult the How to Apply section. And second, complete the application materials. You may pick up your application materials from the Center for Global Education office. Download the application forms or apply online. Contact information. Program Officer, Ron Carson. For your information. The Amazon River is one of the longest rivers in the world. Approximately 6,450 kilometers long. Second only to the Nile River in Africa at 6,656 kilometers long. At its widest point, the Amazon can be 11 kilometers wide during the dry season. During the rainy season, it can be up to 40 kilometers wide. Where the Amazon opens at its estuary, the river is over 325 kilometers wide. The Amazon was named after a band of women warriors known as Amazons in a Greek legend. When Spanish explorers discovered this river, they were attacked by a group of Indians wearing headdresses and grass skirts. The Indians reminded the explorers of the women warriors in the legend, so they named the river the Amazon.